WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Biden says the U.S. will not change its policy on U.S. weapons shipments to Israel. The U.S. imposed a deadline for Israel to boost aid. That was today, or risk losing some arms transfers. The White House says Israel has made good but limited progress. Aid agencies say civilians are facing a more dire situation. ABC's Britt Clinett has more.
Aid agencies signed a letter that basically said the facts are clear. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is now at its worst point since the war began in October 2023. And Israeli officials really have seemed to try and play down the significance of that deadline in recent days that the Biden administration warned could have consequences for future weapons shipments.
In Louisville, nearly a dozen are injured after a large explosion at a food color factory. Kentucky's governor calling it a hazmat situation. The facility, known for making that caramel color for colas. No word yet on the cause. Wall Street's rally since the election ended today. Stocks finished lower for the day. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The fate of an 1849 state law that pro-life advocates believe bans abortions in Wisconsin is now in the hands of the state Supreme Court. Justices heard arguments Monday in a case challenging the law. It's likely pro-choice advocates will prevail with the court's liberal majority. Taps echoing through the Capitol Rotunda in Madison on this Veterans Day, just one of many observances taking place around Wisconsin. The city of Sheboygan responding to a ransomware attack on its computer network. Officials say an investigation discovered the unauthorized access from an external party on Sunday. The network's been secured, and city officials are working on a forensic review. Comprehend the scope of the attack. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight and a low in the mid-30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, showers possible late, highs approaching 50. Areas of rain tomorrow night, lingering into early Thursday, then maybe some clearing late Thursday afternoon and a high in the upper 40s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 45.
99.7.
We'll be right back.
99.7 Max FM, kicking off the ride home with a 50-minute music hour. Just an FYI, Baraboo Sewer Utility has a contracted crew performing some sewer main repairs on the Riverwalk, and that'll open back up hopefully before the end of this week.
And more.
No doubt.
99.7 Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that? I'll play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his.
Oh, XFM Sports.
The Packers are off today. They'll resume practicing tomorrow as they get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Chicago Bears in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Bears have a new offensive coordinator today. They promoted passing game coordinator Thomas Brown and fired Shane Waldron, who had been on the job for just 10 months in Chicago. Finalists for the major individual awards for the 2024 baseball regular season have been announced. Brewers outfielder Jackson Churio is a finalist for the National League Rookie of the Year Award. Manager Pat Murphy is considered the favorite to win the National League Manager of the Year. Those winners will be announced next week. 2-8 Bucks are back at it tonight, getting ready to face the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. Toronto is a half game behind the Bucks for the worst record in the NBA. Football Badgers continue practicing this week. They're getting ready for Saturday's matchup against number one ranked Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Sing for the laughter, sing for the tear, sing away.
born in a small town and I live in a small town. Enough to say, look who's in the big town. My bed is in a small town. Oh, that's good enough for me. I was born in a small town, and I can breathe in a small town.
Max FM on the Tuesday Ride Home. Music from Pet Shop Boys coming up. Maybe about 7 minutes for that. Shout out to Chrissy for sending that in on the Civic Media app. Bob Thomas Santana.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone. But you stay so cool. I'm on your keto.
about it.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like a
times you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, with the East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters, too many choices. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it, do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
Pet Shop Boys on 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron on the Tuesday ride home. Adopt a family program with people helping people, doing their thing, raising money right now. They're trying to give those dinners out for Thanksgiving and Christmas to low-income families. And your monetary donation makes such a difference. It really does. Even if it's a couple of bucks, you can mail that donation. You can drop it off at their office in downtown Baraboo. Easiest way to support people helping people with their Adopt a Family program is by just making a donation on their website. They're keeping this going through December 1st. Go to phpofwisconsin.org. That's phpofwisconsin.org and help make a difference.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
Seasons Counseling. therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Are you an experienced leader who is good with people and has supervised employees in a healthcare facility, school, or other establishment? Then Sodexo may have the job for you. Sodexo is hiring a facility supervisor for a Baraboo healthcare facility to begin work as soon as possible. Duties include coordinating activities for 3 to 10 employees in a safe working environment. If you are looking to make a change and work for an organization that respects your experience, apply today at sodexo.com/careers. Sodexo, your success is their mission.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar!
La, 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 la. Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight and a low in the mid-30s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, showers possible late, highs approaching 50. Areas of rain tomorrow night, lingering into early Thursday, then maybe some clearing late Thursday afternoon and a high in the upper 40s. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 43.
99.7 Max FM. Start a fight.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. This is 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron. Today happens to be National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day. I love, I don't know about you, I could put everything on my pizza, just no fish, no pineapple either.